This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Coronavirus vaccinations have started for people of all ages across the United States. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Nursing home patients in Florida are being vaccinated. Governor Ron DeSantis wants this done as quickly as possible.
As you have this protection, you can have people return to more sense of normalcy.
First to get the shot at John Knox Village near Fort Lauderdale, 88-year-old Vera Leap. Was she excited?
Yes.
And how does she feel about it?
Honey, I don't know how I feel about it. You know, the end's going to come, and how long it's going to be, I have no idea.
After getting the shot, Leap said she felt fine. I'm Ed Donahue.
President-elect Joe Biden is adding a former Democratic nomination rival to what he says will be the most diverse cabinet in American history. AP's Sagar Meghani has details.
Biden had already tabbed the first Black defense secretary and the first Latina health and human services chief. Now,
the first ever openly gay nominee to lead the cabinet department.
Choosing 38-year-old Pete Buttigieg as transportation secretary, adding youth to an incoming administration dominated by veteran Washington hands.
A new voice with new ideas, determined to move past old politics.
If confirmed, Buttigieg would be tasked with carrying out Biden's proposals to spend billions on major infrastructure improvements. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is quarantining after coming into contact with someone who tested positive for COVID-19. The State Department said Pompeo had tested negative but was being monitored. Pompeo had been expected to attend a cabinet meeting on Wednesday and meet on Thursday with President-elect Joe Biden's nominee to succeed him.